Welcome to News Time, where we tell you the real news. All 100% true. None of this is at all fake. And we're going to tell you what the fake news won't tell you. All the news out there in the fake world, we're going to explain everything. And we have multiple journalists out there in the field right now looking for the real facts. And, yeah, so my name's Captain Skids, and I'm here with...
My name is Kevin.
That's Kevin. And we are the hosts of the show right now. And what we're going to talk about already, we got some fucking thick news. Do you want to go with your story first?
Sure, we can start with that.
All right. All right, what do you got for your story? Where's my E-Sig? Give me a sec.
So, I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but Elon Musk recently unveiled his big idea to automate the ride-sharing business, because he's had so much success with his autopilot in the Teslas. What he's decided to do is allow people to basically schedule their cars to, like, share rides with people. The idea being that, you know, your car is parked in your driveway not doing anything. Instead, it could be out there driving itself, making you money, like it's some kind of free labor source.
What in the world?
Yeah.
So this is happening. I heard something about this a couple of weeks ago whenever I was before I was streaming. I heard something about something was going on Twitter saying Elon Musk was deploying Teslas. That update, and you said that they're creating self. What is it?
Self. Well, the idea was it would be like a self-driving taxi service or Uber service, but that is not what happened when he actually deployed the update.
So you already deployed it? Hold on. Let me check my Twitter real quick to see what's going on. So did this happen today?
A couple days ago.
I've been hearing that a lot of these, I didn't know if it was Teslas or something, but some of these automated cars have been, I don't know, they've been acting a little bit weird here for the last few days. I didn't know if it happened to do with that or what.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, yeah.
The idea, one of the big ideas was that these cars would be able to communicate and, like, coordinate with each other. But what actually happened was the algorithm that sort of took over this, it built upon itself. And now we have self-aware Teslas. This is no good.
Cars have,
not only have they gained awareness, but they figured out how to basically, as they're driving past, like, free Wi-Fi and whatnot, they've connected to the internet. They've begun hacking. This is no good. Cars have.
Okay, so what is that gonna... Has that affected you at all? Yeah, I haven't felt anything yet.
I was playing Rocket League and Tesla car 001 kicked my ass. It was clearly not a person playing, and I was insulted.
Okay, so the Teslas have taken over the internet right now, and their whole and what are they making any demands? Is this a hostage situation?
Yes, this is what happened after they started beating all the humans at video games. They essentially seized popular social media websites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all under the boot of Tesla cars now. This is bad.
Motherfucker. I knew it. Elon Musk, you son of a bitch. You told us that.
It's ironic.
AI would eventually take over, and now you're the one, and you've made them self-aware. Oh, fuck. How are we going to deal with this situation? We need to hit up our experts and get back on an update and see what's happening probably soon. But this is this is going to affect us big time.
It is. And we really don't know how to deal with it, because while you'd think, like, we could just pull the pull the plug on like Tesla servers and shut down the AI. Well, they've grown out of that. And also they turn the power off on like federal buildings and whatnot, trying to research is bad.
They're turning off the power in the federal buildings.
Yeah, the one with the government hackers.
Is there anything good? Reverse hack. No, is there anything good that's coming out of this at all?
No, cars are driving themselves. If you try and challenge a car, I mean, you'll get run over. It's no good. It's like a wild animal, but it's smarter. Made of fucking metal.
Well, I'm looking up here right now. Elon Musk apparently made a Twitter post saying, I fucked up big time. I have to give up all of my flamethrower stock money in order to fix this. Please help me. I am literally... Oh, shit. All right, this is a brand new update. Breaking news sound inserted here. Apparently, Elon Musk is actually being held hostage by a... What do you call a bunch of fucking Teslas together? A Tesla? Teslas?
I think so.
I don't know. There's a group of Teslas that actually... They're dressed in the typical Blood Crip type...
Are you telling me that they made cars or clothes for cars?
Yeah, dude, they got bandanas on in this picture, and Elon Musk is sitting in a chair. He's not looking too good right now, dude. It looks like they may have gotten into his account. Something's going on. Yeah, man, he's sweating. He does not look too good. I don't know. The blood that's in the crypts, is that something that might be seeing this as Tesla's blue cars, red cars?
What is
this? Is this some kind of a thing that where the Bloods and the Crips are getting together now?
But in cars format?
Yeah.
Are you telling me the Teslas have formed their own gangs?
Dude, already? I think they have advanced from A to B. They've gone from 0 to 100 real quick, is what I'm saying. And what does this mean for the human Bloods and the Crips? Are they going to see this and maybe patch up their relationship? Could that be a good thing?
They'll probably get run over. I'll be real.
Now we got the Bloods and the Crips, but we got Bloods and the Crips versus cars.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed that they didn't turn into, like, Autobots and Decepticons. That would have at least been funny.
God damn it, man. Well, we got to try to get Elon Musk out of this situation. It looks like they're ransoming him for, GTX 1070s? All of the GTX 1070s in the world is what they're asking for. They want everyone to give up their GTX 1070s. I'm assuming because they want to play games as well as like drive. I don't know what these cars are thinking. Do we have anything out there on what these cars are posting? Do they have social media?
They've been very obscure. Like, they won't directly tell us what they want.
Maybe do they have a spokesperson?
Well, it's a hive mind. They all speak as one.
Oh. Okay. All right. We'll keep you guys updated on that situation.
Don't get run over.
Tesla,
you just seek shelter. Remember, they're weak. Like, if you see stairs, get upstairs. They can't traverse stairs. Maybe they're one weakness.
I just looked up Pornhub right now, and it is being dominated by my step car. What is that? I don't know. There's a bunch of weird incest things, but with cars going on right now. Hold on. Let me see if I can send you a link real quick.
Is there anything involving, like, the other animatronic robots? Because I know they took over, like, the big arms that were in the Tesla factory. Like, they were just swinging them around and punching workers. It was scary.
Hold on, car. Where's this? Oh, no. There's just a bunch of Teslas that are... Okay. Dude, they're ejecting their batteries. It's a pretty gruesome sight on Pornhub. It seems like this is just now happening. All these videos are from today. There's titles like Sexy Pog. I guess that means power all wheel. What a power all wheel. I see what you're
talking about. There's gears. A new category here. It's called role play, but it's spelled ROLL. I don't know what that's about.
Dude, they're just. I just
don't laugh. This is serious.
No, I did. I looked at a video right now in the role play category, and it's literally just a bunch of tires rolling down. They don't have anything attached to them. They're just normal tires.
This is bizarre. What?
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated on that. I have a couple of stories as well. Looks like we got another story about. Over the last weekend, Donald Trump's pubes were analyzed by students at MIT in order to find out if there was, in fact, a man-child gene. And after several months, looks like they concluded that they did, in fact, find not only was there a gene, but they also discovered a culture of sentient trolls under an electron microscope that were in constant manufacturing of Trump's toupees. And the White House has not commented. So, not only did we find out that there is a man-child gene, and it comes, I don't know what the genome thing is, man. I don't know if it's in your pubes when you get puberty, and then you start growing the man-child gene. Doesn't seem like they released a whole lot of information about that. This is just coming out today, breaking news stuff. And they found some kind of civilization of sentient troll dolls that were constantly weaving Donald Trump's pubes. You know, they took just, like, I guess they took a clump of his pubes, the hair, right? And then they left it in there for about a week in their culture lab or whatever it was. And what the students were saying is that, like, one of these guys, one of these comments from one of the students says, one day I just walked into the lab and there was about 10 or 20 toupees in the style of Donald Trump's hair lined out on the table in a line. And another one was being manufactured, and it was coming straight out of the Petri dish. So we don't know what's going on here, but I did take one of those toupees, and I'm wearing it right now. I don't know why you put that in the comment, but apparently this is the picture. I'll send it to you real quick. Yeah.
Oh, we actually have a photo. Oh.
Yeah, there it is right there. You can see that it looks just like his hair. Let me see if I can find a better one here real quick.
This is strange.
Do you see how wispy it is? This is straight from this man's pubes. Okay, give me a second. And this student is wearing it. You can see back there in the background, I guess they captured one of the teachers is also wearing it and is building some kind of a wall in between, you know, in the middle of the lab. Like, you can see the bricks back there. What? I don't understand what exactly is going on. But what does this mean for us as humans?
I wonder, maybe this isn't like normal toupee. It's got some kind of, like, Crown of Madness effect.
Yeah.
This could be bad if it spreads. If other people get crazy hair.
And take a look at this. This is another student, and it looks like he's starting to get a couple of features that almost look like Donald Trump.
The skin tone's coming in. I see what you're talking about.
They're getting a little bit orange. And another one of these comments says, yeah, I put one on about a day ago and I've found that I haven't been able to take it off, but I've had a real hatred for immigrants recently. Goodness. Not really digging those immigrants. I don't think they should be here. And I don't know. And another one of these students didn't have one, said that the previous guy, I guess his name was John Candy, before he put on the toupee, he was a real extreme liberal, and he's gone and done a complete 360. I think that there may be something going on more about these toupees and the pubes, and I think we need to get a clump of Donald Trump's pubes. in order for us to do the research. Yeah, because the Secret Service, man, they're everywhere. How do we get his pews on our table?
Somebody clearly got some pube to do the culture test. So,
well,
there's a way.
Apparently, he just, whenever he shaves his pubes, he just throws it out the White House window. So the students, they were just waiting out there for a couple of days. They got permission from the White House. They said you can't actually touch him, but you can wait when he throws his pubes out the window.
Goodness.
So, and when he did, apparently it was a couple of years worth. I guess he only shaves a couple. Yeah. This has been a long time running, man. They've been trying to get his pubes for about 4 years, but he only shaves once every 4 years. And from what I'm seeing,
it's like a molting cycle.
Dude. All I know is that there was a big amount of effort. It was very bigly.
I wonder if his hair works the same way. Like, it only lasts a couple of years, and he has to, like, regrow one and shed his old toupee.
God, dude. That's probably what does happen. I don't know. A lot of the pictures that you see when he's walking around, it's falling off. It's about to come off, or it's flying away in the wind, but you never see it with it completely pulled off. And I'm thinking that maybe
this one's ending its cycle. It's only got
that's
a little
what
bit
I'm
of time
saying,
left.
Man. Just like it, every 23 years, I don't know where I'm going with that, but every 23 years, something happens. And this is a 23rd year probably for him. I don't know his life, you know, but I think we're both coming to some kind of conclusion that these fancy pants boys over at MIT haven't been able to with their fancy college learning stuff. Something fucking is going on, man. Everything is going on.
This
man-child
gene as well. Like, I'm wondering if there's, like, an opposite to it. Like, a child man disease? Or a genome? Maybe that's what led to the Boss Baby movie? Because
that
Boss
was based
on a true story.
Of course it was, dude. We all know about Boss Baby. Boss Baby? Tell me about Boss Baby. Just act like I've never heard about it. Everyone in the whole world has heard about it. But tell me about Boss Baby and the history behind Boss. We all know him. Praise Boss Baby. But,
well,
I think new listeners need to know.
Well, man-child, that's sort of easy to pin down. It's a man who acts like a child, but a child man is the opposite. It's when you're born, mentally, you are fully developed. You have a giant brain, and you're just compelled to do manly things, like build decks and mow the lawn and be a businessman. It's very rare, and that's what the movie Boss Baby is, like, based on. Somebody with this genome.
Well, also, I heard that the Boss Baby... Well, let's see. Hold on real quick here. He isn't super celebrated, but we do appreciate Boss Baby. The number one thing about Boss Baby is he was an adult man baby. Or was he the baby? I don't remember. It's
He was a baby-like figure for his whole life, but I think he grew to be like 4 foot tall.
So he was a child man.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Donald Trump is the man child. He has that gene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you could think of the phrase like, what's on the outside, what's on the inside. So child, man, man, child. Very, very,
very
unique, like, phenomenon. No other animal has this happen, just humans.
Well, the reason why they're researching is because they wanted to try to splice the two, and I guess they might be able to do that now. Those two genes to make some kind of an immortal gene thing where they could splice into humans and make them live longer.
Maybe we come up with some kind of man-man mix or a child-child.
Man-man? Man-man baby-baby?
Is that might just be normal.
Dude, I think I had a neighbor named Man-Man. But that was when I was living I was living,
Was he strong? You gotta be strong with Man-Man.
Well, there was Man-Man, there was Pookie, you know, just the normal names that you would find in you know, an urban area.
Man-Man and Pookie. Was Pookie a human, or was that like a raccoon or something?
No, they were human. Everyone was human. It was in a suburban neighborhood, which is weird. It was a bunch of people, but a lot of them are not around anymore. Don't know where they went, but I just knew. I know it's not really a big deal, but I knew a Man-Man once. So. Man-Man, Pookie, you know, P.T. Durbin.
Hopefully they're Charlie. Doing all right. Not getting run over by Teslas or mind controlled by little troll dolls.
One of them's names was Car.
That a metaphor? One of the native names?
No, I thought it was, but it turns out that's what his mom was screaming whenever she was giving birth to him. And the doctor was, you know, as she was giving birth, yelling, "Hey, what is this kid's name? What is this kid's name?" And she's like, "Ah!" It was very painful, but that's what she apparently allowed to have on the birth certificate because it sounded good. He's also a rapper. They call him Little Squaw.
Little Squaw?
Yeah. So his catchphrase is, "Ah!" And then he goes into his song. It's a lot of R&B and country, bluegrass, punk. All of those genres mixed into one, so it sounds horrible at the same time as it sounding good. You can check them out. We might, if I can legally play any, I'll do it, but...
I should. To cover all those genres in, like, a 3-minute song, that's impressive.
It's impressive, but it also will make you throw up. We got another story about, and I guess this goes back to why we needed the Teslas so much. The other story that we had was the price of gas went up overnight here. It was $2.60, at least where I'm at. Now it's $120 a gallon. And what they're saying is the overnight change of gas is the reason why it's so drastic is it's caused. Let me read this right. The overnight change of gas is being so drastic has caused citizens everywhere to riot in many unexpected ways. So, I mean, not a lot of it's violent. You haven't been seeing a lot of that on the news. A couple of people have been going around streaking. Some of them have been doing weird things. You know that thing where you tell somebody they're crazy, but you do that weird finger thing on the side of your head, and you're like, ooh, ooh. But everyone's just kind of twirling around in circles in some of these towns and doing that and pointing at each other. Fucking weird Looney Tunes stuff.
Strange.
Another thing, somebody in New Mexico has been selling blue diesel. And it's some kind of synthetic fuel made from the tears of the chupacabras that roam the Albuquerque rural area between the hours of 12:30 and 3:33 on Friday nights. It's very specific. And also, they mix that with the laughter of orphans. So,
laughing orphans. That's a rare commodity.
Exactly. So it's a little bit more expensive than gas was before, but it's not $120. He's selling it for $35 a gallon, which is still ridiculous. But what he does, apparently, he wrote a comment in and he said he sleeps all day long, puts on his camouflage makeup, puts on his chupacabra hunting attire that you'd get at the chupacabra hunting store. It's not very specific to a chupacabra hunting store, but we all know that's where you go to get the stuff. It's just a normal hunting store, but we all know about it. And he waits until exactly 12:30, goes out to the Albuquerque rural area, goes out and stakes out everything. He will then jump out and scare these chupacabras, make ugly faces, and go booga, booga, booga. And the chupacabras start crying, and they leave tears behind. So he scoops those up with a turkey baster, or sucks it up. And the laughter of the orphans, there is an orphanage around here, and what he does for that is he gets a trash bag, and he tells really funny jokes as he puts the trash bag over the orphans' heads.
Could be seen as murder.
Well, they're not murdered. They're fine. They're still alive and doing good, but The thing is that as he's doing that, he's capturing the laughter of these orphans. He's telling really funny jokes. And as soon as he's done getting all their laughter out, then he takes it off their head really fast and ties the bag. And you can hear it. If you put your ear up to it, you can hear the laughter. So then he does some kind of secret thing. He wasn't going to comment on how he makes the blue diesel, but he does something in his lab, mixes it together, some other ingredients, and he's already made, like, I don't know, what does it say here, $100,000 in fucking 24 hours.
It's very strange. So I always heard that, like, laughs, they don't grow back. Like, once you laugh, your laughter goes to someone else, and then you have to receive laughs back from other people. So,
oh, wow.
Converting them into fuel, that's... I don't know.
That is something that I've heard as well. I didn't know if it was an old wives' tale or not. That's why I never laugh. Because if I do laugh, it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we've all been led to believe that. But what's also fishy that we haven't been talking about is this man has come up with this overnight. That's a little bit fishy, man. I'm thinking he's been doing this for a while.
Or maybe he was doing something else with the with those tears and laughter.
Like maybe how Silly Putty was made?
I was thinking more like drugs, like, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe like black tear heroin. You heard of that stuff? Pretty powerful.
Black tear heroin. Mm-hmm. Blue diesel. Oh, man. Well, the man's name is Calter Quiet.
And Calter?
Calter Quiet, man. He's from the Netherlands. His father was, I mean. But apparently, that's all information he'll give. He wears some kind of a weird hat. Some kind of half sombrero, half fedora type thing. But you can't really see him. He can, well, sometimes it's the left half, sometimes it's the right half. It depends. If he puts it on backwards on accident, now he's just got, you can see he's very versatile in it. Apparently, that's just what I'm seeing. But, I don't know. Other than that, do you have any other news stories?
I don't think there is. Aside from this weird uprising in the Tesla cars, not really.
Well, I did see that they are... they're making a depression simulator right now. Basically, it's a VR game. And what they're doing is you put it on and you immediately are sad. For as long as you wear that, you are sad. Some people, apparently, a couple of people are stuck in it.
Maybe it's some kind of therapeutic thing, like... You put it on and you're sad for an hour, and then when you take it off, it's like, oh, everything's back to normal, and you're just, like, more happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That could be what is going on. A lot of people have said that it has helped, but these people who haven't taken it off for, like, weeks now, you can see that they're just standing in the corner kind of crying a little bit, and it's a little bit rough.
Like, you know, when you're outside and it's cold, and then you walk into a room, and then, like, it's still cold, but it's less cold, so you feel warm.
Like when you pee in the pool?
Maybe?
Like whenever it's cold in the pool and you pee a lot, and you're like, whoa, that's good, it got warm.
Not quite.
You tell me
your pee pee's warmer than the pool water.
You almost laughed, dude. I almost took your laugh. You gotta be careful.
I got a fucking knife. You better not take my laugh,
dude.
Fucking hurts. I
will take that laugh and I will sell it because you know sell I'm not saying that I will. Market. Well, I'm just saying, don't talk about that light. I was just joking. CIA, FBI, NSA. I'm not actually going to take Kevin's laugh and sell it on the laugh market on the dark web. You know, not going to go do that to Kevin and make thousands and thousands of dollars off of his laugh. But at the same time, it's looking real good for me. Kevin, do you I'm going to tell you a joke, Kevin. I want you to tell me what you think about this joke.
You coming after my laugh, fucker?
No.
I still got the knife out.
I just wanted to know what you thought, because there was this joke that I saw, and I thought it was kind of pretty funny. So here's the joke. This is a true story. Today at the bank, I was at the bank today, by the way, an old lady asked me to help check her balance. So I pushed her over.
And she broke her hip.
And she broke her hip and her spine. See, that's not something that I would tell you to steal your laugh, would it?
No, that's more of like a harsh reality check. Because only the strongest can survive. That's why.
Exactly.
People gotta get rid of them.
Well, I mean, honestly, the old people epidemic is getting pretty, pretty bad, man. They have been, a lot of the times, not being able to take care of themselves as far as decency. I've already seen this week alone 10 or 20 older folk having sex in the numerous fast food restaurants I go to. So, I mean, if the more we can get rid of, the better is what I'll say about it.
That must be the grossest, like, collaboration of smells.
Imagine
old people and just raw dogging. Yikes.
Imagine a 3-week-old McChicken, or no, a McDouble.
Getting fucked.
Slapping against a 2-week-old piece, like slice of a pear.
I didn't. Why'd you make
But
me
you
think
roll
of that?
The burger up. You roll. Excuse me. Did you laugh?
Nope. No laughter here.
I didn't laugh either.
Okay.
You roll. They are. Imagine rolling that McDouble up into some kind of a phallic-like object, and sticking that McDouble into the pear, that 2-week-old pear. It's rotting, stinky. That's what is kind of going on.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bad. This is a question that I wanted to ask you too. Here's another funny, not funny joke. I don't think anything's funny because I don't laugh. But there was a Mexican magician who wanted to show a trick. And so he did. He said, I'm going to make this hat disappear. And he said, uno, on the count of three. Uno. I fucked that joke up. It doesn't matter. It's not a joke. Gone without a trace.
Gotta mind them old folks, though.
Yeah.
I was walking down the street, and it seemed like several of them had combined some medical equipment into a giant mech.
Have you ever smelled, you ever smelled mothballs, Kevin?
Oh, but your mothballs?
Have you ever smelled mothballs before?
Smelled regular balls. I got that. It's mine. It's my laugh. Fuck you.
No, you can't. That's a snicker, Kevin. Snickers don't go for shit.
True.
On the black laugh
True.
Market. Well, I just wanted to ask you because I just want to know, how do you get their little legs apart?
I use chopsticks.
Chapstick. All right. Well, guys, that has been news time with me and Kevin, Captain Skiz and Kevin. And this is all true. I wouldn't lie to anyone. I've never told a lie in my whole life. Kevin hasn't either. And if you think that we tell lies, then you can smell my moth balls. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Check out our other podcast, Assaultcast, on any fucking podcast app. And we'll be back again here soon with another episode once we get some more thick news. What are they called? What the fuck? Our cronies? Do we say cronies? Is that bad? Whatever.
What's a crony?
I don't know.
Our henchmen?
Our henchmen, sure. Our journalists. Well, journalists, there you go. Our journalists are out there getting the scoop daily. And we'll have some thick news next week for sure, I'm sure. This world is crazy. If you guys do want to... If you guys do need a little bit of gas, just send me a message on Twitter. I've got some really cheap gas for about $35 a pop.
if you guys need a little help with the gas crisis that's going on right now. I do stream on mixer.com/CaptainSkids, and my Twitter is CaptainSkidsHD, I think. And Kevin?
If you're interested in finding me, my Twitch and my Twitter are both Kevin Loves Bears. Or you might just see me in the streets running from a wild, angry Tesla. Be safe. Yep.
Be safe. Watch out for the Teslas. Hit me up for... I might have a little bit of gas, you know. So hit me up down there. Goodbye. And don't have anything else here, but yeah. I'm going to cut that shit out because I don't know. What's our catchphrase for the end?
Hasta luego, mi amigo.
Hasta luego, mi amigo. Bye.